It's Conklin's Corner. A few minutes with Grand Haven's American Legion. Charles A. Conklin, Post 28. It's brought to you by Seniors Helping Seniors. Learn more at shslakeshore.com.
Attention, veterans. Seniors Helping Seniors Lakeshore is looking for active, compassionate, and caring veterans to be companion caregivers for senior veterans who want to remain in their homes and could use some additional assistance. We want you. Earn extra income while giving back to those comrades in need. Contact Seniors Helping Seniors Lakeshore at www.shslakeshore.com or call us at 616-669-6925. And thank you for your service.
All right, in the studio, Commander Walt Peterson. How are you, my friend?
Doing well, Mary Ellen. Yeah? Thank you.
Did you have a nice Thanksgiving?
I did.
Good.
I did.
That's good to hear.
Not the traditional with the big bird. We had shrimp Alfredo.
You did?
Whitney,
okay.
And ribeyes.
Sometimes people do that. I love that. Good for you. Good for you. How are things at the Legion?
Keeping us on our toes over there.
I would imagine so. What's going on this week?
Well, upcoming, we have our Chops meatloaf dinner on Wednesday.
Ooh, what's so special about that?
Well, Chops was a pillar at the Post.
Okay.
That was his nickname, and I don't recall his actual name because all I ever heard him refer to was Chops. But this was his meatloaf recipe, and his daughters have continued the tradition of doing the Chops meatloaf dinner.
I love it.
It's one of the more popular dinners that we offer at the Post.
Hey, I have an idea. Something just went off in my head. You guys should do a Legion cookbook. I'll help you with that.
That's not a bad idea.
I will help you with that. No, hear me out. Hear me out. Get all the people. You could a Legion cookbook with recipes from people that are in the Legion.
Not a bad idea.
Not a bad idea. He's thinking, his head's going, oh, who's going to put that together, Mary Ellen? All right, so we have Chops meatloaf dinner. And then you've got some meetings this week, I see.
Yes, we do. We have the Sons of the Legion have their monthly meeting at 7 on Monday.
Okay.
And our Legionnaire member meeting, always the first Tuesday of every month at 7. And also the Legion Riders have their monthly meeting on Thursday.
What are Legion Riders?
They are basically a motorcycle club.
Okay. Oh, okay. I see.
The overwhelming majority of the Legion Riders all have motorcycles or trikes.
Okay.
And they do a number of trips during the riding season to raise funds for any number of different veterans benefit organizations.
Good to hear. How is the Goodfellas and the toy drive and all of that? How is that all going?
That is getting off the ground. As a matter of fact, the last assembly or meeting that is normally held upstairs in the large meeting hall this coming Tuesday night is going to be the last one up there, because from the 3rd of December through Christmas, the upstairs will be literally packed from top to bottom, east, west, north, and south, with toys and clothing for children.
Wonderful.
That the Goodfellas raises, and we distribute annually.
That's wonderful. I'm curious. I'm sure you guys get word of maybe, you know, a veteran in town, and they need help getting out of their driveway. You can make those phone calls, can't you?
I was thinking
about you guys this weekend. Okay.
Our service officer is always ready to help out.
Okay.
There's three different service officers at the Post. Mike Thurber is one of them. Gary Vile is one.
Okay.
And also,
it's all right if you don't remember names. There are people that will help if somebody needs to be
always
plowed out of their driveway,
yes,
or maybe they need a ride here, or you're always there for them.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's really good. I was thinking about that over the weekend. I was like, you know, gosh, what if you were stuck in your driveway? And, you know, Jingle Bell Parade, I know you'll be a part of that.
Yes, we will. We usually are at the head of the Jingle Bell Parade, and
yeah,
we'll be there with the American flag leading and the Legion flags behind.
Very nice. Very, very nice.
I might even bring my horn and play a few Christmas tunes.
Have you been ringing the bell for the Salvation Army? Have you done that yet?
I haven't done it yet this year,
okay,
but we've done it annually. We always sign up a number of us. We actually have one of the red kettles at the Legion.
You
as
do?
Well. Yes.
Awesome. I'm a bell ringer too. Okay, so you guys will be ringing that bell at some point.
Yes.
Wonderful.
Yes.
We appreciate you doing that. They need so much help this year.
They do.
They really, really do. So, Wow. So you got somebody that plows the lot over at the Legion, obviously. Yeah.
Yeah, they were on no-show this past
summer. No!
Yeah, we're ringing phones.
Okay. I was going to say, I bet the Legion was packed over the weekend on a snowy... It's probably really busy when it's snowy, isn't it?
Well, it was pretty busy for the big game on Saturday.
Yeah, I would guess so, yeah.
It was busy yesterday for the game, the Lions.
Yeah.
And I know it's really going to be busy on the 13th because the Army-Navy game is on the 13th
there
of
you
December.
Go. There you go.
So that'll be an exciting time, and it's going to be good to see Navy beat Army again. Sorry, fellas.
I love it. Think about a cookbook for the Legion.
I will.
I think that would be a phenomenal idea.
I think it's a great idea.
Yeah. Good to see you. This has been another edition of Conklin's Corner. A few minutes with Grand Haven's American Legion, Charles A. Conklin, Post 28. Proudly brought to you by Seniors Helping Seniors. Head to shslakeshore.com to learn more.